Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8:36, it's good morning to Darren.
Audrey, what a weekend of hurling, wasn't it? I think we're just coming back down to earth after it all. And I think it's the final. Not that anyone is surprised, but it's not one many would have predicted, to be honest. Yesterday, Cork beating the reigning champions Limerick. And then on Saturday, of course, Clare coming from behind to beat Kilkenny. And that defeat for ends Limerick's bid for five in a row, chasing history, of course. And if you missed that game yesterday, here's how it played out on Radio 1 and left the Rebels wanting more, more, more.
Barrett goes along the sideline, hand passing it into the centre. Limerick are exposed. There's an opportunity. Under 13, the shot. Scrum. And away goes Flanagan. To his right if he needs him. And he might need him as David Reedy. Reedy gets it. Lays it off. Aaron Gillan. Here comes the shot. Oh, Patrick Collins. Heroic. Here's Big Garone. Here comes the shot. Collins saves. Gillan is there. Cork are on the line. Gillan is on the ground. Stalemate. Who has it? A slither. Cork have it. Referee Tyler Walsh to go. This is unbelievable. With a rebel, yeah. Ball into Seamus Harnedy. Gives himself a bit of an angle and hits it way, way down. East Cork, Ibo Kelly, you name it, Harnedy has the magic. And Cork are leading 7 points between them. It's still Cork and Limerick. It's still an amazing, titanic, wonderful struggle between two great hurling teams. This is incredible. Cork lay it down. Tyler Walsh goes the white high whistle. And Limerick are beaten. The five in a row dream is over. Cork are in the All-Ireland final. Now they'll talk about a new Cork team that shattered Limerick's dream to five in a row.
Ah, incredible stuff. Thanks to Barry O'Neill for putting that together. Marty Morris in top form yesterday. Cork and Clare in the final. Neil McManus joins us. Well, Neil, that was quite the weekend, wasn't it? And Cork and Clare. Let's hope it's something similar to 2013.
Oh my goodness, what a weekend of hurling, Darren. It was the Mardi Gras weekend for hurling fans, and it delivered on Saturday and Sunday. Look, if it's anything like 2013, we are in for some treat. Cork were just incredible yesterday, and a tip of the cap to Limerick as well. Cork pushed ahead on two or three occasions, but Limerick just wouldn't go away. They've been incredible champions, and they fought to the better end, and they've done themselves and their supporters so, so proud. And John Kiely's men have given us so much over the past nearly decade now, and there's more to come from them in the future too.
Yeah, you think so?
No doubt about it. They will not go away. Their age profile is really good. But the weekend belongs to Cork and Clare, and the men from the Banner go up against the Rebels in the All-Ireland final. And Cork were incredible yesterday. They were full value for their victory. That half forward line just continues to deliver, and that man Brian Hayes picking up 1-4 and the man of the match award. He was a game winner.
Mm. Neil, very often it's the attackers who get all the credit, but you really caught your eye over the weekend was the performance of the goalkeepers and all four across the semi-finals.
Look, the hardest job of the year might come down to the All-Star committee trying to pick their All-Star goalkeeper, because Ivor Quilligan was my man of the match in the Clare-Kilkenny game. Owen Murphy, at the end of that game, pulled off one of the saves of the decade again. And then yesterday, Nicky Quaid, brilliant between the posts. His distribution just is phenomenal. But the day also belonged to Patrick Collins, who made two unbelievable saves. And, he goes so direct. Now he's give Cork a real platform to use that physical presence they have up front now. And the level of goalkeeping now in terms of shot stopping and possession based play has just gone to another level altogether. It was beautiful to watch.
Yeah. Before we let you go, I know there's a couple of weeks of build up to get through first. Have you a feeling for any of them in the final?
I just think if Cork hurled the way they did yesterday, they will be All-Ireland champions. That was a level of performance we haven't seen from this Cork team yet. But, you know, Clare have got to the All-Ireland final without playing their best yet. And if they, you know, get their top players, your Tony Kellys, your Shane O'Donnells firing on the same day, it's going to be an epic battle. And, you know, who would bet against Brian Lohan doing it as a manager, as he has done previously as a player?
Oh, you've set the scene, Neil. Thanks a million for joining us again here on Morning Ireland. Galway beat Waterford by a goal to book a place in the Glen Dimplex All-Ireland Senior Camogie Championship semi-final. They'll play Tip in the last four, and Cork will face Dublin in the other semi. The Armagh ladies beat Mayo to advance to the TG Cahir All-Ireland football semi-finals. They'll face Kerry. Cork have been paired against Galway. Dan Sheehan is facing a lengthy spell on the sidelines after he suffered a knee injury in the defeat to South Africa on Saturday. It's been reported he has the suspected ACL tear. Ben Healy finished fifth on yesterday's stage of the Tour de France. He's 20th overall in the general classification. Finally, just want to take this opportunity to pay a tribute to the great John O'Mahony, who passed away over the weekend. It is so hard to believe, because he was on here with us the week before last. He was paying tribute to me, Ola Murhurthig, and his dear friend Tommy Gorman. John's achievements have been well documented, so I don't need to go into those this morning, but he was a great leader, and I was fortunate to get to know him well, and I think I got some insight into what made him a great leader. I think it was his light touch with people, and he really made you feel special, and I can see why he got the most out of players, particularly maybe in counties like Leitrim, where he drove them on to great success. When he was on, he mentioned Micheál's famous commentary when Leitrim won the Connacht final in 1994. Well, I dug it out, and we're playing this especially for him this morning.
The way that he painted the picture with his commentary, like, and the best example is that is the Leitrim Connacht final, when he spoke about people looking down from the veranda of heaven. It's unbelievable that there wasn't a dry eye in Hyde Park that day when he came out with that.
The free will be Aidan Rooney's, 25 yards out. Referee, has he a message for him? Has he a message that it's the last kick of the game? I think he has. Father Kenny has already saluted the heavens. There must be many elite men looking down from the veranda of heaven right now, as Aidan Rooney kicks the last kick of the game, and Leitrim have won the Connacht Championship for the first time since 1927. And on this earth, Tom Gannon.
Well, John O'Mahony's up on that veranda himself right now. And
beautiful line. Looking down from the veranda of heaven.
Brilliant. We're thinking of Geraldine and all the girls this time.
Well said, Darren.
Rest in peace.
Thank you very much indeed.